yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
The infamous Chicken Hawk, Mac 10.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C. Murray, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Bader.
What's up? This is DLC.
This Young Cashman from the Outlaws.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Al Capone.
This is your boy, Psycho Nip.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross.
It's MC Mac for Life, Don the Boss, Supreme Bean, KKZ.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid K, MK, Hurricane.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yeah, check this out. This is Fresh Blood out the China Man with the 2-Live Group.
Yo, what up, y'all? Yo, Scott Bader, what up, baby? It's your boy, Sheik, who's hollering at you, man?
This is Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show.
Trying to hit you with a hitter in the middle with a chest plate cavity. Your hoes trying to lose your soul. King of this motherfucking underground rap shit coming out of Fort Worth, Texas. And every day I gotta eat a big bun of whack, mumbling rappers up for breakfast. Really top cone so pure, and I really be dumper than a whole fucking lot of grams. A lot of these hoes be faked in the biz, and I see right through them like a motherfucking hologram. And if you want it, I can make a motherfucking back of your throat, meet a pistol grip. And I can really get a hater hog tied up, wrap him up like a motherfucking Christmas tree.
What's up, it's your boy Prez. Welcome back to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 972. We got Ice-T protege and artist Fetty DeMarco from Watts. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, brother. You got a lot of things going on. You got a clothing line, protege of Ice-T. I mean, you're making a lot of noise right now. But for our listeners, give us a little bit of background about you, brother. I know you grew up in Watts. You know what I'm saying? What was that like growing up in Watts?
Oh, yeah, I'm from Imperial Courts, you know, Watts, California. So just growing up over there, it's pretty much a small city within a city, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like not too far from L.A. or Compton. So we got it's like our own little city. But just growing up, just amongst your peers, everybody know everybody. As far as, like, you know, schools, cousins from over there, cousins from over here, you know, everybody, like, knows somebody. And just staying strong in the city, like, you know what I mean? So it's like that's the east side. That's, you know what I mean, where everybody thinks less of everybody. And it's just a lot of beauty. It's a beautiful struggle over there. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of diamonds in the dirt over there.
You know, and you being the nephew of Tukey, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, what was that like, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know what I'm saying, being the nephew of somebody so legendary like him?
Well, you know, it's a bloodline. Like, again, I was like, I was a young jit, like young as hell, like to where, you feel me? Like, don't none of us really remember, but I just remember my auntie showing a lot of pictures of him, and, you know, just going over there seeing my cousins, which is his kids, my cousin Trey and Lil Trey. You know, shout out to them, my auntie, you know what I mean? Just seeing all the pictures and the monumental photographs that they have of me. And just hearing the stories and all that about it, just hear him talking about it, he talking about him and everything. It's just, you know what I mean? It's family.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're doing a great job. You're keeping his legacy going and continuing his mission, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, I cut you off, but at the same time, like, you know, you don't want to, yeah, you know, we crippling, but, you know, we don't glorify it like that. Like, you know what I mean? It's
It's a transition we're trying to make.
Worldwide,
the community is worldwide.
Yeah, letting kids know, you know what I'm saying, that there's much more to life than just the streets. Absolutely. You know, but you also have a clothing line, Jot and Sketch. Man, tell us about that, man. Tell us about the art behind it and everything.
Well, the art is inspired. I was inspired by the art. I've always been an artist, like my grandfather, rest in peace, you know what I mean, who inspired my mom, and my mom inspired me. So it's like it's just in the family, like just picking up, just running with the art. So I kind of like was embedded in me already. And it's like my clothing line, Jot and Sketch, is pretty much with this is a character. It's like it's my feelings. It's my feelings, my characteristic. Like, you know, it's one-on-one drawings. I don't copy nothing. So it's all off my mold, how I feel. I'm a Gemini, so I might be feeling this way, I might be feeling this way. And it just shows in the art. And, yeah, definitely, I wanted to make it kind of like diversity, so you would never know that the clothing line belongs to a rapper, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely something different, you know, what's been the reaction to it, you know what I'm saying? How are people liking it so far?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, even just, I done sold out the shirts that I had in the hats and the flannels. Like, they sold out quick. Like, yo, bro, this is yours? Like, and so, like, what I'm doing now, I'm just going to put the store on the website. The website is up already, FreddieDeMarco.com. So when I'm going to throw the store in there and just they can get one-on-ones, I do one-on-one outfits and everything. But, again, I'm inspired by my life and the struggle, like, you know what I mean? So in the environment I was raised in, you know?
Yeah, 100%. You know, coming out of the West Coast, you know, there's so many legendary artists that, you know, put it down, you know what I'm saying? Very lyrical, very just dope altogether. You know, how would you describe your style, you know what I'm saying, for people that haven't heard you before?
Well, my style is no style. I have no style. I'm like, you know, it's like it alters because the tracks alter. So, you know, you got to let the tracks speak to me. And wherever the tracks speak to me, you know, that's what I put on it. Like, I don't go in there trying to sound like no other artist that's out or, you know, use somebody else's accent. You know, I try to rep this California. And, you know, my style is just genuine. It's authentic. There's nothing fabricated about it. It's either I live it or you live it or somebody you know live it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, very, very well-rounded. You know,
exactly.
You don't limit yourself to one box. Or, you know, well, we got some dope music we're going to play tonight. You know, we got a few tracks. The first one I got here, actually, man, I'm going to let you choose, brother. We got Grand Imperial, we got Sunny Day in L.A., or we got East Siding. Which one do you want to roll with first tonight?
Man, you know, we're gonna go with the one that's out right now and it's catching a lot of, you know, waves, dude, showing the creative side, the lyrical side of Fetty. Also, you know, it's on a monumental track done by some monumental artists. You feel me? Rakim and Eric B. So, you know what I mean? That microphone theme, you know what I mean? So we finna drop this Grand Imperial right now, produced by Ringleader DJ Ace. Let's get it. You already know what it is. Fetty DeMarco, Murder Master Music Radio.
Iceberg in the building. Yo, Fetty DeMarco. Repping that West Coast. Tell these motherfuckers where you from.
Poppin' watch, the BJs known as the courts. 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 Gang. California raised up with Eastside ways, cuz. Microphone blaze up with BX razor. Cutting up like DOC with a formula. Rappers think they HOT, I'm just warming up. Flamethrower, fire marshals, no, I'm a showstopper. Blue rag rocker, Nike white T-shocker. Trolling that banger, shape shifting imposters. Rag blue, turn your brains, rag goo, think pasta. I'm the lyrical toe tagger, beat body bagger. The midnight rambler, I'm the black Mick Jagger. It's a wrist rolling with me like dice. Blue and red flashing lights, Joe swing open his vice. Cops swarming, shots off of Gorman. Anonymous calling, somebody keep falling. no love. I'm a heartbreaker that throws slugs. The size of the shells that have you moving like a snail, nigga. The BJ's known as the courts. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts.
I'm from the gang.
Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts.
I'm from the gang, homie, I'm from the gang.
Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts.
Where you from?
Body yo, Fetty, 115th and Mona. Funny side rapping, the designer, Fendi Roma. Gunpowder Roma, homie, the semi holder. My head taps, leave you thoughtless, start in a coma. Like the victim in a car crash. Survived from an airbag, you blew up on an accident. Using niggas' accents, I bar tap like maniacs. Taking Xanax, wipe your nose without a Kleenex. Who should I Kleenex? Made nigga, metaphorical grave digger. Fuck whips and chains. These labels are slave niggas. Captivate the crowd with the lyrical phrases. Why you mumbling choke going through lyrical phases?
I'm fresh to death with the casket feel.
Lyrical exercising with the massive pill. Massive bill, stack racks off Cosby pills. I'm uplifting, my trenches like I body build. Don't get smurdered for this money, I need body deal. Can't elevate, I'm in the building, lobby chill. Public housing, Crips prowling with Jackson Fulcher. Corrupted crash unit, jumping out on corrosion. And I ain't spell a beat competing, just say the word. Lyrical molester on the beat, I just play with words. And this is war, motherfucker, this ain't no sport. I'm from Imperial Courts. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts.
From the gang.
I'm that 105 East exit, cross the bridge. Think twice to get crossed, then the bricks. Or I might cross the tracks, turn by the old cafe. Chucking up PJ as I smash past room. Used to take the train, had to exit Rosa Park. See the cover get carved up and spark like Mars. Make a homie for dark, you're not from around these parts. A lot of niggas flows, come with cheap car pet. Ride with the dog scent like car pets. Just a joker in the car deck. Metaphorical gym fit when I bar stretch. Lyrical L Cool J with the car max. I serve niggas like all color diners. Smoke the rest of the runts. That's a high one liner. Fuck how you feel. Y'all niggas ain't ready. Watch California, it's fatty. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts. Pop and watch, the BJ's known as the courts.
We're back, episode 972. That was Fetty DeMarco. Oh, man, you got to go get that. You got to support that right there. Grand Imperial. Man, what's it like? You know, I interviewed the Homie Ice team for Murder Dog and a few other magazines over the years. Very humble individual. We all know his history, but what's it like working with him, man, and being a protege of his?
I mean, just, you know, I hold myself at high standards, man, and high regard. It could be overwhelming sometimes and surprising at the same time, because it's like, yo, like, you know, this is Ice. You know what I mean? This is the, you know, Ice T. You know what I'm saying? So not Law and Order. Yeah, of course him, but this is Ice. So, you know what I mean? And coming, being a West Coast artist, it's like you gotta come with it. And he's lyrical, too. He's not no, you know, like no cornball. Like, you know what I mean? This is the big homie. You know what I mean? Godfather of the West Coast, like, who actually started this gangster rap shit. So definitely, you know, I keep myself, I make sure I'm sharp with my pen and make sure I'm coming with the right topics and, you know, just being genuine. Because at the same time, that cornball music, that's what he definitely don't fuck with. And, you know, it's kind of like I really don't, you know what I mean? It is. You know, music is music. You know what I mean? Shout out to the new era and whatever they're doing. But, you know, I'm talking about as far as that content, that rap don't have no substance. And, you know what I mean? Totally against that. Like, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you're on a platform and you have the fans and to reach out. You have the platform to reach out to fans and people, and here it is, you want to spit this kind of shit. So, yeah, we totally against that. But do you. You already know what it is. I'm coming from Watts. I'm from the projects, Imperial Courts. You already know this. You've seen Training Day.
Yeah, this is definitely, you know what I'm saying, some real stuff right here, man, from the West Coast, and we appreciate it. I grew up on stuff like everything from Second to None, of course, Ice-T, I mean, there's just so much in the West Coast, so much talent, you know. What about the homies in the Bay Area? You do any music with any guys in Northern Cali?
No, I just did a press run up there, man. But I got some ties in with Jay Stillin, Stallion. So it's like
Oh, yeah.
I got some kids. Yeah, my boy. Shout out to him, my boy, Mars Radio, Livewire, you know what I mean? But definitely I need to tap in with the Bay, because that's Cali, too. You know, I'm trying to get that California love. I want to tap in with everybody. So definitely I'm going to make my rounds again, you know what I mean? And for the artists, last round I made was just for radio personnel and interviews and podcasts and everything, you know? So this next round is tapping with all the artists out there, you know? Mazi, all the no limits to tapping into the Bay artists. Shout out to the Bay.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see, if you haven't already, work with SIBO from Sacramento. I mean, this is such a legendary artist right there. That would be a dope collaboration. Spice,
come on, man. You know, Rose, man. Yeah, Rose, man, Rose, Spice. You know, these grub on Spice. Like, there's 187 and all that. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. It's good to see him still doing his thing, man. Shout out to Spice One.
I mean, you got to think, Spice is one of the ones, man. Don't, they can't sleep on it. You can't not mention Spice.
Yeah. Lyrical as hell, too, man. And you know, he was the first cat I heard doing the stutter rap, you know, different styles, you know, very, very talented. You know, what about like, touring and stuff like that? You got any plans to, you know what I'm saying, do some shows?
Well, definitely we got that in mind. But me personally, I've just been critiquing my craft, getting ready, and putting out, like picking through the litter to see what songs to present to these people so they can sing along when I do shows. You know what I mean? So definitely I'm going through that, and I'm going to drop this next single. And so, you know, just to keep the momentum going, and definitely I'm going to do some shows, though, coming this summer. You know, Ice going on tour, so of course, you know, they're going to bring me out. I'm hoping, you know what I mean? You always do. And, just hit some little, you know what I mean? Definitely, I got to get these songs out, though, man, and do some more videos. That's the main thing. You know, shows going to be there. Definitely, I just want to get some more songs I can sing along to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to another one here in a little bit. But before we do, what about the album? you know what I'm saying? What's the title of the album?
Well, we ain't got no title right now because we still, you know, swapping songs out as I record frequently, man. Like I'm nonstop writing, nonstop recording because, you know, this is what I do. And like I said, I've been critiquing my craft. So right now we're going to swap through these shits and see which ones fit, you know what I mean, fits a characteristic of the album. So definitely I got a mixtape coming out before the album, that title, Add a Value to Your Name, and that's already done. So, you know, I'm going to drop that, and then I'm going to go into the album.
Yeah. Well, you got like a strategic plan here, you know what I'm saying, which a lot of artists don't have. You know, they just go to the booth and just drop the music, put it on SoundCloud or whatever the fuck, you know.
Yeah,
but you're doing this
shit
the right
man.
Way.
It's a premeditated move.
Yeah, hell
that's
yeah.
How we moving.
Calculated.
That's how we moving. We're not doing spontaneous shit, like, you know what I mean? That's how you end up with the wrong shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is stealth, man. This is the real deal. Let's give them another one here, man. We got Sunny Day in L.A. or East Side, and man, which one do you want to go with next?
Man, you know what? I might, let's go with that East Side, man, produced by Cairo, man. Make it go viral. Shout out to Cairo, my young producer, man, Latino, man, only 20 years old, man. He's the next one out of Cali, man. He works like me. Like, his work ethic is unmatched. Like, he always sending beats to beats. That's why I think maybe why I kind of speeded up the process now to where I'm just recording, because he's like, yo, I got this, bro, I got this, 2 a.m, bro, I got this. I'm like, shit. You know what I mean? He reminds me of me. So I'm like, all right, let's roll, let's go. So, yeah, definitely, let's go with this East Side right here, man. I had Nate Dogg in mind with this. Like, you know, rest in peace to Nate Dogg. You know, I just heard him on this. So, you know, I went in there and just, you know, did my West Coast melodic shit on there. At the same time, gave you the real truth of the West Coast.
Hell yeah, man. We're right here with the multi-talented Fetty DeMarco, man. We'll be right back. Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, it's some real West Coast shit right here, homie. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Cairo, make you go viral. I'm not fussing and fighting with them. I'm not ducking and hiding from them. Where I'm from, I won't deny it on them. I'm just banging and vibing on them. I'm just swinging and sliding on them. I'm not drinking and driving with them. Smoking on a lot of exotic. Just another day east siding. This California life's a gamble, better slow your roll. Speaking West Coast politics, you shouldn't know. I know your type always typing, niggas love to troll. Keep it under control or you end up getting exposed. You was my nigga to the end till you DM the hoe. Friendships end quick if you don't know your bro. Fast tracks headed north on the 110. Adams and Fig, I get my Jack and Joe's a go. Long jumpers holding thumpers, gotta keep a pole. Free doing numbers, another summer stuck on this glow. Physically locked up, your mind, you gotta free yourself. Now they need your help again, but you need yourself. Putting up, flipping, taking losses kind of taught me well. My family worried about my health, it ain't nobody else. Cairo, make you go viral. I'm not fussing and fighting with them. I'm not ducking and hiding from them. Where I'm from, I won't deny it on them. I'm just banging and vibing on them. I'm just swinging and sliding on them. I'm not drinking and driving with them. Smoking on a lot of exotic. Just another day deciding. When heaven gates await you, funerals and farewells. Greeted by angels, Ivy Doves on stairwells. You horsing around and we spinning like carousels. Black and brown, we need that same unity in jail. You need a Cali plug, where do I fly the zones? Blind spots in my hood where they fly the drones. Irony strong, I'm from the body, yo, wearing V long. Took the wheel on my own, they were staring me wrong. Uncompleted missions, ops came through missing. What block is shot at and don't want vengeance? It's tempting. You better have a lawyer, that's expensive. Other than that, they gon' lynch you cause you from the trenches. It's real easy where I'm at, I know the cops coming. Peace treaties all bad, another white summer. Don't let them flowers beat you home, you better make it first. Your mama crying in front of your kids gon' make it worse. I'm not fussing and fighting with them. I'm not ducking and hiding from them. Where I'm from, I won't deny it on them. I'm just banging and vibing on them. I'm just swinging and sliding on them. I'm not drinking and driving with them. Smoking on a lot of exotic. Just another day deciding.
Now we're back right here, Murder Master Music Show, episode 972 with Fetty DeMarco, man. You can't help but to feel that right there. That's some smooth, way back G-Funk, man. And that's you, you singing, too. I mean, multi-talented, you know what I'm saying? Could you do, did you think you could do like a whole R&B album, like a Nate Dogg type thing?
I feel I would put myself to the task like that. I ain't going to say definitely because, you know, it wasn't easy being Nate, man. Rest in peace, Nate. Shout out to Lil Nate. But definitely, man, that's, you know, I get in there sometimes. Again, I tell you, like, the track, it speaks to me. So depending on how the track is and what I hear, that's what I attack on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Well-rounded. You know, and I already knew before I even heard your music, when I found out that, Ice-T was working with you and stuff, I already knew that you was a multi-talented individual, you know. It's good to hear it, you know what I'm saying, for myself. I'm going to bring on the homie DJ Lord Sinister from France. He's going to ask you about some various songs you did, you know what I'm saying, and let's go international with it, the French connection. Sin, you there, brother?
Man, let's get it.
Yeah, you know, that's about it. Hi, Fetty DeMarco.
What's the deal? How you doing?
Yes, can you tell us about the song Spring Down, Burglar Bars, which was Russell J. It was a long time ago.
Oh, Burglar Bars?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that song was, I was in my projects, man, and we just out hanging, you know, and Spring Down,
yeah,
Burglar Bars,
right.
we grabbed the track from, I think it was one of our producers at, I didn't forget his name, but we jumped on there. We wrote the song on one of these project units. Got one of our local videographers to shoot it on the day we was hanging out. And we just shot it right there within our community. Like, you know what I mean? It's a couple people in that video that's resting in peace too, man. So you know, child, rest in peace to them, Franco and all them, man, you know, definitely Disney. You know what I mean? So it was a video unexpected, but we shot it anyway. You know, it was spontaneous. We just shot it.
Ben, you there, brother? You breaking up?
Yeah, I don't know. It's break sometimes.
The international.
You
want to
know about a song called "Demons Only"?
Oh yeah! Wow! Yeah, "Demons Only." Yeah, we was just out hanging, man. You know, there was a lot of demons out in the hood. You feel me? You know, at the same time, we was out there chilling. We had a chili. We might shoot a video. There's little spots to go link up to. I have my videographer, Tyson. Shout out to Tyson, A28 Productions. He shot the video, spotted some spots for us, and we popped out. Like, you know what I mean? Had all my guys out there. So it was one of those days. It was gloomy and raining in the hood. You know, we had to burn the barrel and wood and all that. You know, get January's like that. So definitely was in the projects. And watch how my little nephew in there. I know you see my little nephew. You know what I mean? A little tiny nuts up in there. But definitely, it was crazy. A lot of people have video, you know, that's incarcerated right now. So, you know, free pod. You know, free little Bob. Free T-Real. You know what I mean? Also free the rest of the homies. But yeah, it was. And we was out there. It was just... Like, again, you know, we feel a vibe, like, yo, we out hanging, let's fuck it, let's shoot a video.
And boys, oh, I see.
But the song was produced by my cousin, too, the Quan producer.
Treasure.
Yeah, so it, you know what I'm saying, we're losing Sin again, but yeah, he always likes to go back in the crates, you know what I'm saying, and dig up some of the stuff that sometimes artists don't even remember they did, you know.
No, that's good.
He's got
that's good because
yeah,
resurfaces.
That bring
it resurfaces.
Yeah, get people to go on there and find some classics. Sin, are you back there, brother?
Yeah,
you hear me, Sin? Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay, we got you.
You heard me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you got another song you want to ask about.
The Jib song.
What's the name?
Yeah, the Jib song was called Palm Angel. Can you tell us about this one? Palm Angel.
Yeah, Palm Angel.
Can you tell us about this one?
Palm Angel. Oh, Palm Angel. Yeah, definitely. Palm Angel, man. Palm Angel, honestly, I don't even rap like that, but I know I was basically paying homage and giving respect to the late Draco the Ruler. So you know what I mean, LA rapper who got unlived, I think a couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago after Rolling Loud, but you know, rest in peace to him and shout out to his team and whatever. But definitely, like it's a California way of delivering a song, and that's pretty much how I did it. But as far as the video, you got my road manager and my nigga up in there, Big Loke. You got my other bro up in there, Cash Out. And so we just shot that, found a location, and shot the Palm Angels up in there. So definitely I was paying respect to an artist who passed away just doing that song.
Yeah.
Palm Angel on the Cold Demon.
Yeah.
You know,
there was also Imagine also, maybe can you tell us about this one? Imagine.
Imagine? Is that the name of the song?
Oh, Imagine. Imagine?
Yeah,
definitely. Oh, Imagine was a... I was shot in Detroit. I was in Michigan, Detroit, and it was cold as hell like a motherfucker, man. I mean, excuse my language, bro. It was cold as hell out there. Like, I'm, you know, double jacket with a goose on. And how I came about the track, it was my boy King Lynx, man, from Detroit. And he just came up the track. You know, we're supposed to be and got something together. We got something together. You know what I mean? I also got music with his cousin. And that's how we end up meeting each other. And shot the video when we was out there. I went out there. He's just kind of like me, man. He reminded me he works hard, you know, work ethic unmatched. And he's like, yo, bro, let's get one in, you know, from the West Coast to the Midwest. So we linked up and we shot that video that day. I mean, that night. That's when I flew out there. We recorded it. He recorded his verse into me. I flew out there and we shot it. We made it happen just like that. But definitely, Michigan is cold as hell.
Yeah, oh yeah, Midwest, man. You know what I'm saying? From Chicago.
Shout
it's
out
crazy.
To the Murder Mix. Yeah. The beat was done by his boy Buns, AB Buns, and shot by Video Goat. So, you know, all Detroit natives, man, they show me respect out there. They show me love, hospitality, Midwest, definitely. Shout out to the Midwest.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Next time you're over there, you gotta link up with the horse trainer, man, Monte Cristo, man. That dude putting together shows. He was part of Chinaman, Fresh Kid Ice, the late Fresh Kid Ice label, Chinaman Records. Rest in peace.
Definitely.
You also worked with Jim Jones. You did a track, Let Me Know Some, with M. Dot Taylor.
Yeah.
What was that like, man? East Coast, West Coast.
It was during COVID shutdown. And, you know, Jim came up with a COVID thing where he was doing quarantine studios. So it's like he started quarantine studios, and when he started, we was like the first person he interviewed. You know what I mean? So when we went up in there, we like, yo man, let's link up, let's do a song. We let him hear the song we had. We already potentially had the song already done already. You know, so we shouted to him. He seen us. He's like, yo man, I fuck with y'all or whatever the case may be. And from there, it was history, man. We went up there, linked, pre-prep with a video. Went up there, the video had Charisma up in there. Shout out to DJ Charisma, man, showing us love. You know what I mean? And 7:30 More Works Management. It was out there, and you know, the rest was history. Jim, like, yo, man, I'm fucking with y'all. And then, you know, the rest was history, as you see. It was a fun video to be at. You see the eye candy up in there? Nigga had sixes in that bitch.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Jim Jones. That's another guy I interviewed for the Murder Dog magazine.
Yeah,
ago, man.
Yeah, shout out to the whole
Did you read Murder Dog at all? Did you get to read the Murder Dog when it was out?
No.
Oh, man.
That, the magazine,
very,
correct?
Yeah, it was a very dope magazine out of the Bay Area.
I used to glance at Murder Dog for sure. I used to magazines. I definitely glanced through the magazines and all that.
Yeah, classic, man. I want everybody to go to FettyDeMarco.com, you know what I'm saying? Want everybody to buy the clothes, man, support the music. Want to thank Sin for calling in all the way from France. Had some technical difficulties there, but, man.
It's all good.
He
tapped in. You already know.
Hell yeah. Man, before we do get out of here and go to the last track, you know what I'm saying, Sunny Day in L.A., I want to give you the floor, brother, man. Anything you want to mention, anybody want to shout out, it's all yours, Fetty.
Man, definitely I want to shout out the whole Final Level team, man. You feel me? Everybody that participated in this and still participating in it. Everybody that did fold and switch up at the last moment, you know what I mean? And just, you know, go follow me on all social media. It's Fetty DeMarco, FeddieDemarco. That's Fetty with one D. You know what I mean? I'm going to follow right back. Tap right in. You feel me? And, yeah, I appreciate y'all tuning in and listening in. Stay tuned. New videos coming soon. New music. You know, merch. Everything. PJ.
Hell yeah, man. The multi-talented Fetty DeMarco. Thank you so much. We're going to get out of here with Sunny Day in L.A., man, as we actually kind of let everybody know about this track.
Definitely, man, Sunny Day in L.A. It's produced by Kyle Russell, and, Sunny Day in L.A. Just wanted to get that vibe because, you know, the weather's been tricky out here. So one minute is, you know, they uploading storms, they putting the clouds up, and then the rain on us, and one minute it's sunny. So definitely this track right here gave me that vibe, that palm trees and, you know what I mean? Policies type vibe, man. You know what I mean? Wave, ocean front type shit. Girls out, bitches out, you know what I mean? Whips, niggas out banging. Chilling, though. Nothing happening, though. This is that. This song reminds me of that. So, yeah, Sunny Day in L.A. Let's get it. Shout out to, you already know.
Everybody that participated
in this shit and everything, you know what I mean? Everybody. And I appreciate you for having me, man.
Oh, man, we look forward to the next time. I know when the album drops, I definitely want to bring you back on, man. Thank you, Fetty DeMarco. This is the Murder Master Music Show, Sunny Day in L.A. We're getting out of here.
Appreciate you, Murder Master Music Video. Yeah.
Sunny Day in L.A.
Sunny day in LA. Sunny day in LA. Sunny day in LA. Sunny day in LA. I woke up and gave praise for another day to do my thing. Laying next to this pretty thing, playing Tony, Tony, Tony. It never rained. Now the sun shining through the shade. Fresh out the shower, fully dressed, grab my chains. 105 to 110 and never change. Ain't gotta be affiliated. You're guilty by association. Everybody knows somebody from a gang. Ain't been no funeral services with packed churches. Another day, no Latinos or no blacks murdered. Fat burner, if I decide to get fat burger. Cause you can never get too comfortable in California. Smoking out the pound, almost down from the car wash. Been in blocks, bitches think I left the car locked. I'm at my auntie's, they cooking soul food and fish. While my uncles argue over the lake show and the clip. Sunny day in L.A. Palm trees, freeways, oceanfront views with the waves. Sunny day in L.A. City full of rage, where everybody trying to get paid. Sunny day in L.A. Where it still might rain. Rams, Dodgers, and Laker games. Sunny day in L.A. I'm California raised. I couldn't see it no other way. The city makes you stand tall. Like the palm trees when you see me. You see L.A. and USC. Bitches buying hair and getting jewelry from the swap meet. Niggas dying, ask yourself if you care if you got beef. If it's in the air, leave it there cause it's stuck. Sunny day for the hydraulics, loud bikes and big trucks. I need a bitch with her hair done cause my hair cut. Chop it up with some cute bitches in the Benz truck. Say she got a scam that can put me 10 up. Or her and her friends getting fucked, how it's gonna end up. The city life, I keep it lit like the city light, a ride fly looking like a LAX flight. Sunny day in LA, palm trees, freeways, oceanfront views with the waves. Sunny day in LA, city full of rage, where everybody trying to get paid. Sunny day in LA, where it still might rain. Rams, Dodgers, and Laker games. Sunny day in LA, I'm California raised. I couldn't see it no other way. Sunny day in LA. Born in the CA, where the DA try to give us all day. Sunny day in LA. East side raised, I got west side ways. Sunny day in LA. You see whoops and key waves. One time AKs and SAs. Sunny day in LA. Santa Monica and Venice. White bitches flirting with me playing tennis.